I am at the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame in Lansing, and I'm looking at photograph after photograph of women who made a difference in the state of Michigan and in the country in many different categories.
My name is Sandy Seufer. I am the executive director of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame in Lansing. We are here today in the Hall of Fame Gallery, where we've honored over 260 Michigan women. There are about a dozen women who are from the Kalamazoo area. One of the remarkable women from Kalamazoo is Edna Ferber. She is actually the only Pulitzer Prize-winning author in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame. She lived in Kalamazoo a short time because she was born there. She lived most of her life in New York City. But to be inducted into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, you only need to have been born in Michigan or made a contribution in Michigan.
Let's go look at Sojourner Truth's.
Okay. Sojourner Truth was an abolitionist. She obviously fought for women's rights and the right to vote as well. She was born in New York, but came to the Battle Creek area. We claim her as the first inductee in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame because when we were created in 1983, she was already recognized in the National Women's Hall of Fame. And so she was automatically inducted into our Hall of Fame when we opened. I'd like to mention Lita Snow, who founded the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra in the 1920s. That was quite remarkable, especially under the leadership of a woman in those decades. This is an interesting wall in the Hall of Fame gallery because it seems to be dominated by wonderful women from Kalamazoo. Olympia Brown, who is recognized as a leading suffragist in our state and our nation. Also, Mary Brown is right here on the wall. Mary Brown is a remarkable woman from the Kalamazoo area. She was a politician. She represented the district for 18 years in the Michigan House of Representatives. She was inducted into Hall of Fame in 2007. And she's also very well known, not only in western Michigan, but also throughout the state as a leader in the Girl Scout movement. One of the women who is in the Hall of Fame, who is impacted the Kalamazoo area and Western Michigan University, is Gwen Frostick. She endowed the art school at Western Michigan, definitely made her mark as an artist in our state. She is very fondly remembered by those people who still collect her stationery and notebooks.
Are organizations inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Yes, groups of women are, organizations are. This year, we are inducting the ConCon 11. These are 11 women from around our state who were the first female delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Michigan. They are the first women who helped write a state constitution, and that was in 1961 and 62. There are so many states that don't honor women with a Hall of Fame, and ours has been in existence for 30 years. We take nominations until March 21st of each year, and we get about 100 each year. At our annual dinner on October 17th, we induct about 10 women. There are so many outstanding women in our state that are role models for all of us, for men and women in our state, as well as younger people who come to our museum. There are so many lessons to be learned from the accomplishments of these women.
There are many other women honored in the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame from Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and other towns and cities around West Michigan. For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.